This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has cleared the way for marriage equality to be legislated this year by launching a separate review of religious protections. A review of whether Australian law adequately protects the human right to religious freedom, which had been delaying marriage law reform, will now be a separate report to the government due on March 31 next year. The deferred review will stop calls by Conservative MPs for amendments to the marriage equality bill from further delaying the process. The biggest factor associated with voting no in the marriage equality postal survey was being religious, according to figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Being religious and voting no had an almost one-for-one relationship, while factors like being born overseas were only slightly associated with voting against marriage equality. In terms of the religions themselves, Islam was the most associated with voting no, followed by Christianity. 10 pubs across Sydney and Canberra have received letters demanding they stop using the term tranny bingo for their events. Other similar bingo nights around the country have changed their names in acknowledgement that the word tranny is considered a transphobic slur. One letter sent to a pub read, "Our client is requesting that the event cease. Rather, her request is simply that you change the description of the event and associated advertising." Jackie Lambie appeared on Q&A last week to defend what she described as the 40% of Australians hurting right now over the postal survey result. Fresh off the back of her resignation from the Senate, Lambie reiterated her own opposition to marriage equality and said she'd received calls from people in limbo over the outcome. She said, "How long are no voters going to have to go through more pain? They've lost. They're feeling the pain. How much longer do they have to feel more pain?" A teacher at a Baptist school in Perth has lost his job after coming out as gay. Craig Campbell was removed from the relief teacher roster at South Coast Baptist College after telling other staff that he was in a long-term same-sex relationship. Campbell said he was never notified that he had been removed from the roster and had to find out from the other teachers. A same-sex couple in Ballarat has copped homophobic abuse by the jeweller who made and sold them their engagement rings. After a photo of the couple appeared on their local newspaper's Facebook page to celebrate the yes win, the jeweller commented underneath saying, "Disgusting. Why show it? It's like a packet of smokes with a rotting foot on it. I don't smoke and I don't want to look at it." Former Greens leader Christine Milne has said that both major political parties are failing LGBTI Australians, particularly when it comes to marriage equality. Speaking to the Star Observer, she said members in both parties had gotten behind marriage equality when it was politically convenient for them. She said, "Malcolm Turnbull is choosing prime ministership rather than standing up, making him a footnote in history rather than a leader." That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Tennis legend Martina Navratilova has shut down a US politician and alleged child molester on Twitter for being allowed to run for office. Republican candidate for a US Senate seat, Roy Moore, has been accused of sexual assault of 9 women, including some underage, but has still been allowed to run with the backing of the Christian lobby. Navratilova tweeted that people lose it when a cake is baked for a gay couple because it's against their religion, but they have no problem voting for an alleged pedophile. Moore has previously compared gay sex to bestiality and avoided questions about whether gay people should be put to death. Stonewall has partnered with the English Premier League to address homophobic abuse among fans. The joint venture will focus on improving reporting measures at matches and training programs, as well as using the league's power to promote LGBT fan groups. The campaign will have its biggest effect when several leagues in Britain wear rainbow laces in matches from November 24 to December 3. England Rugby, Premiership Rugby and the England and Wales Cricket Board have already thrown their support behind the week of action. And finally, transgender weightlifter Laurel Hubbard has again sparked controversy after being named in New Zealand's weightlifting team for the Commonwealth Games. Hubbard will be the first trans sportsperson to represent her country after being cleared by the International Olympic Committee, but NZ Olympic weightlifting president Gary Marshall claims that Hubbard would have an unfair physiological and mental edge over her rivals. He says despite the fact that Hubbard meets testosterone level requirements for the sport, she has extra muscle built up from previously competing as a man.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.